So just continuing to take a few moments to settle in for today's practice. Checking in with the body to see if there's anything else that the body needs to feel 5 to 10% more comfortable. And making any further adjustments now, wanting the body to be as comfortable as possible for the practice. And if using the practice at bedtime, making sure you're in the position in which you normally fall asleep. And beginning the practice by becoming aware of your breathing. Beginning to follow the breath coming into the nostrils, the chest, and the belly. And then easily following the breath as it finds its way back out, through the mouth, through the nose, whatever is comfortable for the body. And becoming aware of the weight of the body. Silently giving the body permission to let go for this practice. Letting the body know that there is nothing it needs to do or make happen. And beginning to feel the entire body sinking down now. All of the muscles letting go little by little into the surface upon which it is resting. And noticing any tension or stress in the mind today. A worry about the future, a to-do list. Perhaps something from the past that the mind keeps replaying. And just picture yourself placing these all to the side now, letting them know that you're giving them a little time out for the practice. But if any of them need you, you'll come back for them when the practice is through. And if using the practice at bedtime, letting them know you'll come back for them in the morning if they need you. And letting go of doing and trying. You're letting the doer in you know that there is nothing to do right now. It is time to rest, relax, and let go. And welcome your experience, whatever it happens to be today. Trust you will get whatever you need from this practice. And checking in with your surroundings. The room, the sounds, your clothing touching your skin, the surface supporting the body, always supported, and finding an intention or two for this practice, perhaps an intention to feel more rested, relaxed, perhaps to feel and release an emotion such as fear, sadness, anger, insecurity. To get clarity on a problem or situation in your life. Perhaps to connect with courage or self-acceptance. To sleep deeply and peacefully. And when you find your 1 to 2 intentions, just silently affirm them to yourself now. And know that they will remember you throughout the practice. And finding your heart's desire, a deep wish for yourself and your life. Perhaps it is safe to feel and express my emotions and needs. I am easily feeling, expressing my emotions and needs. When you find your desire, begin to silently affirm it, affirming it 3 times. And as you affirm it, visualizing yourself living it, what it looks like, what it feels like in the body. An already accomplished fact. And then beginning to connect with the physical body. And just noticing what is present in the body today. Remember that whatever you feel is just a messenger, letting you know something may be out of balance and first becoming aware of sensation in the mouth. The inside of the mouth. Sensation in the lips. The jaw. Sensation in the ears. The eyes. The eyelids. And way back deep into the eye sockets. Sensation in the forehead. The scalp. Sensation in the neck. The throat. And becoming aware of sensation in the arms. And first bringing your attention to the right arm. The right shoulder. The upper arm. The right elbow. The forearm. The wrist. And awareness of sensation in the right hand. The palm of the right hand. Beginning to move your attention to the left arm, the left shoulder, the upper arm, the elbow, the forearm, the wrist. And awareness of sensation in the left hand. The palm of the left hand. And becoming aware of sensation in the torso, the chest, the belly, the pelvis, and the back of the torso, the upper back, the middle back, the lower back, the buttocks. And becoming aware of sensation in the legs, and first bring your attention to the right leg, the right hip, the thigh, the right knee, the shin and calf, the ankle, the right foot and toes, the entire right leg and foot all at once, and becoming aware of sensation in the left leg, the left hip, the thigh, the knee, the shin and calf. The ankle, the left foot and toes, the entire right leg and foot all at once. And then becoming aware of sensation in the whole body. All parts of the body. Gratitude for the whole body and all of the messages that it brings. And find that feeling or area of the body that has been speaking the loudest to you. It might be pain, heaviness, fatigue, perhaps excess weight, perhaps a GI issue such as bloating or gas. And when you find the feeling, giving it your attention now for a few moments, just letting yourself be with it in the body, remembering it's a messenger just coming to give you information. Silently inquiring to the feeling or area, why are you here? What is it that you are trying to show me, tell me? What do you need from me? And listening with an open curiosity. And then finding an opposite feeling in the body. Perhaps a place that feels comfortable, light, energetic. And just now stay with this opposite feeling or area of the body, feeling it for a few moments. And then coming back again to the opposite feeling or area. Again, letting yourself feel it, listen to its message. Silently thanking it for coming to give you the message. And then coming back again to the opposite feeling. The comfort, lightness, ease, energy. And then welcome both feelings. Letting yourself feel and be with both. Everything welcome. All parts of you. And just notice how welcoming both balances and heals the body and the mind. And then allowing your attention to move to breathing. And begin to follow the breath as it is gently coming in and out of the body. No fixing, no changing, just as it's naturally happening for you. And for a few moments, just follow the belly rise and fall. Rising, falling at its own easy pace. And if the mind wanders, just gently bring it back again. Back to the belly rising and falling. And then allowing your attention to move to emotions, and finding that emotion that could really use your attention right now. Perhaps an emotion you've been feeling for some time, but haven't really wanted to be with or address, or perhaps a new emotion that's arising. Perhaps it is fear, sadness, anger, insecurity. And whatever the emotion, remember a time when you were experiencing it, using a memory to help you invite this emotion into the body and the mind. And just notice how and where you feel this emotion in the body. And then let go of the memory for a few moments, but stay feeling the emotion. Everything's welcome. And then take a moment to find an opposite emotion. If you are working with fear, perhaps trust. If sadness, happiness. If anger, peace, forgiveness, or acceptance. Insecurity, confidence. And think of a memory of when you were experiencing this opposite emotion. Inviting the opposite emotion into the body and the mind. And then let go of the memory, but stay for a few more moments, feeling the opposite emotion. And then begin to move back and forth between your two emotions. First, welcome and feel one in the body. And then welcome and feel the opposite. And do this several times now, moving back and forth at your own easy pace between your two emotions. And then now welcome and feel both emotions. Remember the mind, it can't do this. Let go of the mind, but stay feeling both in the body. Perhaps even picturing yourself holding an emotion in each hand. All is welcome, all parts of you. And just notice how welcoming both balances and heals the body and the mind. And then allow your attention to move to thoughts and beliefs that are present. And find a thought or belief that is holding you back from feeling and expressing your emotions and needs. Perhaps there's a belief that it's not safe to feel and express my emotions and needs. It's not okay to feel and express my emotions, needs. Or I'll cause conflict or lose love if I express my emotions and needs. When you find a belief, hold it as true for a few moments. Silently affirm, repeat the belief to yourself several times. and notice how and where you feel in the body when you are holding this belief. And there might be an image or a memory arising. An emotion. More thoughts might be coming in with it. Remember, whatever you experience is fine. No right or wrong. And then take a moment to find an opposite belief. Perhaps it is safe to feel and express my emotions and needs with those I trust. It is good, necessary, to feel and express my emotions, to be healthy, vibrant. Or perhaps I can handle any conflict or loss. When you find an opposite belief, hold it as true, silently affirming the opposite to yourself several times. Notice how and where you feel in the body when you hold the opposite belief. There might be an emotion arising, a memory, an image. Again, know that whatever you experience is fine, no right or wrong. And then take a few moments to move back and forth between the two beliefs. Picture yourself holding a belief for a few moments. And again, notice feelings, emotions, memories, images. Everything's welcome. And then hold the opposite belief. And do this now several times, moving back and forth at your own easy pace, moving back and forth between your two beliefs. When that feels complete to you, welcome both beliefs. Picture yourself holding a belief in each hand. Everything welcome. All parts of you. Just notice how welcoming both balances and heals the body and the mind. And take a moment to notice how you are feeling, resting just as you are. No need to change or alter your experience. Always know that whatever you experience during the practice and out in everyday life is fine, perfect. And again, remember and affirm the heart's desire, your deepest wish for yourself and your life. and visualizing yourself living it, feeling it deep in the body, the heart, already true. And if using the practice during the day, slowly coming back again to the room and the sounds, gently waking the body. And if using the practice at bedtime, continue to drift off to deep, peaceful sleep, knowing from deep within that you are whole, healthy, safe, to feel and express your emotions and needs today. And this completes your practice. May you take the feelings into the rest of your day and evening. And thank you for practicing with me.